Welcome to the Titus Talent Podcast, where we bring you interviews with brilliant minds and inspiring leaders who will wow you both personally and professionally. At Titus, we're all about equipping you to make the best attraction, hiring, and engagement decisions. And of course, we have the lens of people first, because we believe that people are the most critical component in your company's growth, impact, and success. All right. I'm sitting here with Jamie. You don't have to look as well. I'm sitting here with Jamie Munoz in our summer series of the podcast, Titus Talent Talks. And the series is all about EOS. As you know, we've run on EOS for the last over a decade, 11th year we're in right now. But I have the privilege of sitting with my good friend, Jamie Munoz, CEO, visionary of Catalyst Integrators. Welcome, Jamie.
Thank you, Jonathan.
That was really exciting.
That was.
I had to look straight at the camera for that part. But hey, it's good to have you here. So for those who don't know, start wherever you want to start, but tell us about your why EOS and what's your EOS journey?
Why EOS? So I've been running, so you said 11 years.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal. So I'm a little bit behind you at about 8-ish.
Maybe you'll catch up.
Inching into 8. Like there might be a time where we can align. And the typical story you hear from everybody where it's like my visionary went on a trip and read a book and got back and handed it to me and said, figure this shit out. Yeah. And I was like, okay, what do I do? And there was less resources back then. You know what I mean? It was like, I Googled it and I found an implementer. We worked with our implementer for 4 years.
Wow.
Which was amazing. You know, again, so many more resources now, you know, with mastermind groups and these online webinars and everything. And so I kind of felt like I was doing it alone for a good chunk of the time. You know, I feel like it took us a little bit longer to get there. So anyways, fast forward, I was ready to exit the company where I was at, ready to live my ideal EOS life. I heard Gino speak about it. And I was a wuss. Like I literally like went to put in my notice and I was like, I'll give the option of I'll stay here a day a week. And they took it.
Oh my gosh. Now, why was that? Was it because you were what was going on in your
head? I love my visionary, my original, like original visionary. Incredible. Like he poured into me, he poured into our team, growth. We went to all the conferences. I've been to EOS conference every year.
Wow.
Die hard. Yeah. That's cool. And then we did like entree leadership and he paid for me to go to John Maxwell and get certified and do all those things.
Wow.
So like I led a weekly leadership training at our company, like all the managers and leaders, so we could continue to build this bench. We went from 13 team members to 95 team members in my tenure there. And I wanted to pour in and make sure. And he was so supportive of that, right? So I honestly did it for my visionary. Like I absolutely loved my visionary. And he went on to become an implementer, an EOS implementer.
No way.
Yeah. And I went on to become a fractional integrator. So I kind of stumbled into it because this was back in, gosh, like 2018.
Yep.
Beginning of 2018. So it wasn't really a thing. I wasn't sure what I was doing was a path. The first client I met with and talked to, I got in there and they were hiring full time. And I was like, but you don't need full time. Like I could do this in a couple hours a week. Like this is not, you don't need me. You just need an infusion of leadership, an infusion of experience and like next level EOS that they were already running on it. So I'm like, I just need to come in and button some stuff up for you.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's like where it was born was I stumbled into this whole fractional.
And how long did you go as like a solopreneur in this without any other team members? Like how long are you doing it on your own?
So I did my first maybe 2 years by myself.
Yeah.
Integrators, right? We're completely risk averse people.
Yeah.
You know, not as entrepreneurial, you know, we count on our visionary to provide that vision for us. So me making that leap was huge for me. I was terrified. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm leaving a full-time paycheck and benefits and like the consistency of one team. And I'm going into this thing where I have to like find clients. Like, how do I do that? I'm not a salesperson, you know? I just know how to talk to visionaries and I know how to hear what their issues are, hear where they want to go. And I can figure out the in-between. Like, yep. It just clicks in, and I can be open and honest and direct, and that's easy for me. Maybe I don't know if that was to a fault at one point, because I'm like, whether you want to hear it or not, I'm going to tell you exactly my opinion or what I think. Visionaries, like, suck that up, because they're like, oh, my God, a person is being honest with me and, like, telling me what I need, and then they have the solution. So, anyways, I probably diatribed off there. What was your question?
No, this is really great, because I think... Like, I'm sitting here, my mind's kind of processing through, going, wow, yeah, you as an integrator are also the visionary.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're an integrator on the all of the charts and all of the assessments and all that kind of stuff. And your passion is integrating.
Yes.
And being an integrator. Yet you are you have to be in the visionary seat for this it's a very healthily growing organization that is growing massively by referrals. I mean,
Yes.
Like, people hear Catalyst Integrators and they don't only... It's not only just smiling about it, like, oh, I love those people. But you've transformed a lot of companies and prepared them for their full-time integrator and getting everything ready. So, I mean, I guess every angle people love you. The visionaries love you. The incoming integrator, when it's right time, loves you because you've set the path for it and made it amazing. That's a heck of a lot on you to be visionary and integrator, but you're not integrator of your own business.
Yeah.
You have an integrator.
So I'm technically the integrator right now.
Okay.
So to your point with sitting in both seats, and it's a different way that it's happened, right? So it's a lot of times visionaries are also the integrator, like by default, because they're trying to build and grow their company.
Yeah.
Right. So I felt like I was a full-time integrator moving into, like, stepping into my entrepreneurial journey.
Yeah.
And in the past, I've had some people that, you know, kind of got into my head about it and made me feel like I wasn't an entrepreneur. Right. Yeah. Like, there's this weird, like, well, you're really good in this box over here as an integrator. Like, that's your unique ability. But then what a lot of people also don't know, I also owned a boutique for 13 years and I side hustled that store while I worked full time as an integrator. Uh-huh. So it's like, I had these moments of, oh my gosh, I guess I kind of am a vision. I am entrepreneurial. So I had to unpack a lot of that, like, head trash or that those self-limiting beliefs of, like, who I am and what's going on. And so anyways, I took that 2 years to kind of figure it out and refine, because I had the boutique. I had just decided to foster 2 blind puppies for the pit bull rescue we work with, and go through the transition of the fractional and everything. So I decided to take on all this at the same exact time, which was a little stressful, but I think I work better under pressure. Like, when I have a lot, I can get more done.
Yeah.
It's like when I have free time, probably like you, right? When you have free time, you're kind of like, oh, you know, what do I do with my time?
Yeah.
But when, if you're structured.
What's free time?
Yeah.
Explain this concept to me. All right. I love this. So you're wearing multiple hats, but you're doing really well at it, being visionary. And you're looking for an integrator, or you're not looking for an integrator for your business?
So Catalyst technically just turned 2 in February of 23.
Two?
We're 2.
How many team members do you have now? Isn't it like,
there's 8 of us.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, crazy exciting. Great. Yeah.
And so we're adding. So my approach to this whole thing, like you said a little bit earlier about the raving fans kind of idea behind how we bring in our clients, that was groundbreaking for me, because, again, I was terrified of how do I get clients? And my thought was, like, if I just serve and I'm just delivering so much value, then you ideally, because what happens when something's, like, so incredible, you, like, go tell your friends. You're like, oh, I just had this amazing, I read this book, or I met this person or whatever. And you'll go to your EO group or wherever, your EOS friends, and you'll tell everybody, I just work with Jamie. Like, you have to. I went from transitioning. I was fully booked immediately when I went in as a fractional integrator, figured out all my processes and systems and all that kind of stuff for my first 2 years. I was mentoring Paulina Walters through FIM.
Mm-hmm.
We got connected through FIM. And, you know, we're talking about ideal life. You know, I lead through ideal life. And I'm like, what does that look like for you? What's the next step? As an integrator, a lot of times you feel capped. When I hit this place in the company, well, I'm not going to become the visionary in most cases. So then what's next for me? Am I here? Am I helping them grow? Did I hit my ceiling? Do I want to go somewhere and kind of start over and like try to like build this company up again? Do I like that? If not, you know, then what are the options for me?
Yeah.
And so this whole fractional leadership thing, like hearing and seeing it through Paulina's eyes of what I had gone through, of she's like, I'm ready for this and I want this life and I want these things to happen and this in my career and I'm ready to, I want to maximize my impact.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah,
Rather than being full-time in with one, I can take my knowledge of being an integrator for years and now I can multiply it out and I can help five or six at the same time.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where it all was born. And so Paulina and I having our late night, you know, like drinking White Claws and like, okay, her kids went to sleep. I got the puppies to sleep. Let's figure out how we're going to bring on more people.
Yeah.
And we kind of unpacked that and then just started trying to attract the right people, right? With our core values. And
yeah,
Paulina was immediately booked out. We did her transition plan. My passion is helping people transition from their full-time to fractional.
Yeah.
For these risk-averse integrators that are badass in such an easy way. Like, hey, come over here and we've got you.
Yeah.
We'll show you the way. We'll show you what to do.
Amazing.
All of that. So
I've seen you do that well from afar, but watching people come and join your organization and this, I mean, you do an amazing job of providing that sort of safety transition.
Thank you.
Seeing your team grow is awesome. And a lot of our clients work with you guys and vice versa. So,
oh, we love you guys.
It's a cool alliance for sure. I even wear the shirt.
Look at your cool Catalyst swag.
Look at this. Get this on the, what's the website?
On the Catalyst shop.
Catalyst shop. Shoppy. What's the website?
CatalystIntegrators.com.
All right. Go there. Buy yourself some swag.
Yeah, swag it
up. And it's not all like just like this, like loads of wonderfully bright colors for people who like bright colors too.
There are. Yeah. I had to design some of the more toned down.
Yeah.
Because it was nothing but in your face, bright colors. And I was like, there's other people out there that want
boring things like this.
Well, that's my options for me is like, I'm either wearing nothing but just black and white.
Yeah.
Because I get all weird with all my color on my tattoos. If I wore like a Hawaiian shirt, I would like look like a psychopath. Like imagine me in a full print crazy pattern with all my body of tattoos. You'd be like, that's a
just
lot.
Just settle down, lady.
Yeah, it's a
settle
lot going
down.
On. So.
So, okay. When you look forward, kind of your 3-year picture, 10-year quarter, I actually don't know what those things are, what that looks like, but for me and for everybody else, like what's the future of Catalyst Integrators?
So being recently at the EOS conference, I feel kind of challenged to revisit that based on, you know, kind of the speakers, like hearing Ben Hardy and Gino. Just kind of challenging that for me, you know,
you didn't mention me.
Yeah. And then Jonathan Reynolds.
Oh, he spoke?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So good.
Impactful.
On the first day. You know, there wasn't like tacos or drinks or anything though.
Such an anticlimactic arrival into that session. Anyway, well, carry on. I totally made it about me and that's not what you're saying.
You got everybody
in
there.
Jonathan. Go ahead.
So 5-10 year target, right? And this is something that I've been struggling with, figuring out how the hell do I measure this and make this smart? I want it to be an impact goal.
Yeah.
Right. So we've got it on there right now as how many people we've helped live their ideal lives.
Yeah.
You know, we lead in through that because a lot of times we enter in with visionaries that are already like, hey, I put these 5 and 10 year targets on my goal sheet. You know, I put it on my VTO.
Yeah.
And I got there, but it's not what I wanted, or I'm not happy, or I'm not living a balanced life, or it's cool that I got here and we did $10 million in revenue, but my marriage is falling apart. It was like what Tiffany was talking about at EOS conference this, you know, this week. So we want to back in that other way and start there and say, we need to start here and understand as the visionary, what do you want out of your life and what does that look like? What is your ideal self-managing company?
Uh-huh.
So that we can go in that direction with it. So I think, anyways, that's the work I think that I need to do is kind of really checking into that. And I think it was Gina that challenged us to say, you know, like go back and talk to it with your leadership team and see what that looks like. But our impact goal is something around number of people living their ideal lives.
Yeah.
But I need to figure out where we've got it on the issues list.
Yeah.
How to
measure that?
How to measure it to say done? You know what I'm saying? Like
totally.
Get to like, oh, we've impacted 10,000 people. Well, is that visionaries? Well, what if they really didn't live their ideal life? You know,
right.
Like,
and was it a good impact, or are they?
Yeah. So.
Wow, that's cool. All right, so I'd love to be a fly on the wall in there, but
come
or just
in.
Sit at the table. And just chime in.
I'll just send you the Zoom link. Pop in.
I'll just sit quietly most of the time and then get excited every now and again.
Okay.
Okay, so lives impacted. I like that. And so you're going to try and figure out how to measure it and get to a place where you're really happy. And then what would your life look like? Fast forward, it is 2023 right now. So fast forward 10 years, it's 2033. Like, don't tell us how old you are and all that kind of stuff. But fast
48.
Forward. 48. So you're going to be 48 years old in 10 years' time. You've got your blind dogs. You got your husband, Jacob.
I don't know if the dogs will make it that long.
Well, Jacob, you're confident that he will?
My husband will. Yeah. He'll still be around. We just hit 15 years. So that'll be 25.
So
25 I should have some
years.
Sort of a very large, there should be more.
I was thinking
shiny
that.
Situations
so
happening
Jacob's
here.
Obviously watching this right now.
Yeah.
And he's going, oh, he just got the notification that he needs to start preparing for that.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, good.
He'll have time to prepare.
All right. So, but what does life look like for you then? Are you, what does that look like for you connected to Catalyst? Is that, are you still in the same visionary seat? Are you, what are you doing?
I have gotten a taste of being the visionary and I love it.
Come
Isn't
on.
That weird? I sound like a psychopath because I'm like...
Visionaries aren't psychopaths. You know that, right? Maybe sociopaths, but no, keep going.
Like, because I've like identified as an integrator for so long.
Yeah.
And I am kind of stepping in because that was one of my big goals and some rocks I've had over the last couple of years is like, I've had to make this intentional shift of mindset and how I show up and things I do. From integrator to visionary.
Yeah.
Right? Like I'm now in like visionary peer groups, which operate very differently. You know, I'm in strategic coach.
Oh, you are. Okay,
in the
cool.
visionary forum.
Yeah.
So I've had to go into like the mindset of those different shifts and things like that. So I really am enjoying being the visionary. I'm not a flaming visionary where I'm like, I want to go start 50 new companies and do all of these crazy things. Those are our clients that do those things. But I honestly, like, I think at the rate that things are moving and how things are advancing, I wonder 10 years from now what leadership will look like. What will fractional leadership look like?
Yeah.
And what place do we have in that? So we're working on creating a lot of our own IP and trainings and things right now around how we show up as Catalyst leaders.
Yes. Okay.
Which is, that's like my, what's so exciting to me. And I can see this 10 year, like if I was to manifest and put it out there, you know, like they were talking, like, I think it was Ben talking about like, okay, that the 10X, you know, rather than just saying, oh, I would love to be on Jonathan's podcast.
Yes.
I want like our stuff to be like publicly on TV. Like my dream would be like we're on the Disney Channel with commercials for people like live your ideal life, become like the catalyst of your own life, you know, and like do these different things. So if I was to like try to put it out there and start talking about this.
This is good. Does that feel good to talk about it?
Yeah.
Come on now.
That's
Disney Channel. Okay.
Disney Channel, right?
So now that fractional, I mean, I believe that fractional is going to be increasing a lot. Obviously,
yeah. What do you think about this?
Well, some of our services we're shifting. We've developed kind of a fractional talent management model, fractional recruiters, so companies can kind of lock us in for a year or even shorter period of time. But over the next year, this is what it'll look like to help build them out their team and hire the best of the best people. I think fractionals. Going to be growing. I think partly it's going to be growing because we are in such a temporal generations that are coming through. Everything's so kind of short-lived.
Right.
And so come and sit in this job full-time for the next 3 years and you might get promoted. People are like, 3 years? I'm not going to be in your company in 3 years. You know, they just think shorter. The tenure from boomers was average 7 years on the job. Gen X were 5 years. Millennials were 2 years. Gen Z less than that. They just get bored a lot lot quicker and want to move on to other sort of transient type work. So I think that's going to be happening, especially it's conditioned everywhere. Like, don't go and rent a car, do it on Turo. Don't go and stay in a hotel, go and Airbnb. You know, we're just kind of like this shared economy. And I think Fractional falls into that kind of feeling of like, oh, we're going to share an integrator or sharing a marketing officer or sharing a VP of sales. I mean, that fractional world is I think going to keep growing.
Yeah.
So we're looking at all of our services. How do people do that in a fractional level? So I think where you're going is great, and I think there's going to be more and more of it. Trying to figure out how technology takes over some of that stuff with AI, like what parts would be, and that's where I'm reaching to in my head, going, okay, anything that's very transactional is, you know, inevitably going to be replaced. And so I think we have to be masters of building great relationships. I think, again, what you do is coming alongside visionaries and helping them with what they do is massively impactful, because they need that sounding board.
Mm-hmm.
They need that, you know, the someone who's going to tell them no.
Right.
That's what I need.
No. You bring up a really good point, because I think in the past, and, you know, with what you guys do, you're technically fractional.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You look at all these agency models, or like, you know, you outsource creative or any of that kind of stuff, and it's all agency model. But I think the real difference in when I hear fractional is that, you know, a lot of times agency, again, you're not part of the team.
Right.
You're not a face on the team. Team doesn't know you. One person is like, you know, working with you directly, and then there's some outsourced entity. But as fractional leaders, or you know, how you guys operate, you really come in with to be like, hey, we're part of this with you. We're not like just a contractor. We're not here like fly by night, like transactional.
Right.
It's the relational of like, okay, we do care about you. We want to build a relationship. We care about your company and your success and your values. And I think that's the difference of where a lot of this is trending and heading when you say the fractional work is how I hear it.
That's where we were, you know, last year. We were saying, okay, we're going to shift a little bit rather than being fractional recruiter. Because where does on an accountability chart, where does a recruiter sit? Well, it's not going to be necessarily on the senior leadership team. But who really owns the people component from the senior leadership team? I think there's a miss right there. So we suddenly said, okay, great. Well, we do have another role, which is a kind of fractional talent management role, which is somebody who sits on the at least quarterlies and annuals, but as a part of the team in a fractional way, that can bring wisdom, counsel, the right direction when it comes to talent management, succession planning, performance management, recruitment and hiring. How we're going to attract talent, how we're going to develop them, how we're going to retain them, and really own that piece.
Mm-hmm.
I think often a visionary has got that heart level of the people component and inspirational, but they don't have the skill set necessarily, or just the knowledge of what's going on, what's the cutting edge stuff when it comes to hiring, engagement, retention, and development.
Yep.
And do they think about that and live and breathe it? Well, you need somebody. If you're in the people business, which most businesses are built on people, like who really looks through that whole lens every single day. And so now 100-person company is not going to have necessarily one person who sits in that seat the whole time. So that's where we kind of say, okay, fractional, like a talent management or a people development or the people person where a company could hire Titus for that. So I've been inspired by Catalyst to see how you've done that, and kind of watching and kind of creeping, like looking through the little window going, oh, I see what you're doing. It's
you could call me if you want to.
Oh shoot, I can. Yeah. Oh no way. All
anytime
right, I'll do that.
Anytime. This concept of fractional it's really good, and the depth. And if you think about it, especially with EOS and how we look at the accountability chart and smaller companies, you could be, if you're in multiple seats, you're technically fractional in each of those seats.
Right.
Right, internally.
Exactly, yeah.
The benefit, like, of an external fractional, you have, like you said, that the power of the whole team behind you. I mean, you've got the knowledge and the experience now, not of just one person that's there, but you guys can expedite, you can do things better, faster, you're already in on things, you're not wasting time trying to research and create and figure things out because you've got a team or you've already figured that out. It's just, it's when you want to kind of move faster and with less speed bumps to get through that stuff. And everything you guys do is so so extremely important. And I'm so glad that in these last few years, it's come to the forefront as like a priority for people now. And like seeing an extra box on the accountability chart and the leadership level for that person that's accountable for that, again, whether full-time or fractional, that can come in and drive those initiatives for the people, making sure it's a budget line item. I mean, totally. Like just the consideration is there now.
I mean, so we're talking about the conference here, just a whole, this other topic of how do you retain people and grow faster, because you want your people to give, you know, give discretionary effort, go above and beyond, or push past to make sure that everyone hits their goals. Like what's the right levers to pull to help that happen, where you're actually motivating your team members to just blast through every goal that's set. And we're talking about just this weird dynamic of generosity, having a generosity component, and how that motivates people to increase engagement, increase performance. I find that so fascinating, but who's talking about that in every company? You know, who's kind of the champion of how do we retain and develop our people? And so, yeah, we're all in on the whole, the fractional talent management side as well. And so thank you for inspiring me with your catalyst vision. I'll keep wearing the shirt.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Here to bring people along on the journey, right? It goes into the abundance mindset and
totally.
You know, I've talked to probably hundreds of people that want to go fractional or are considering, is that career for me? What does that look like?
Yeah.
Because it's a jump and it's different, and it is much different than being full-time in an organization.
Yes.
You know, it's got, you know, it's
what,
got
what
its
are some
differences.
Of the things that you've seen with regards to where things have gone poorly, where people thought, I like a fractional integrator, and you're like, this is not going well. What have you learned over the time? Like, if somebody is listening to this and they think, I want a fractional integrator, and you're like, no, you don't, or you're not ready for us, or you're not ready for Catalyst. Like, what are some of the kind of who do we want to stay away from, or who do we want to make self-aware enough that they are not ready?
I think that readiness factor is huge, and I'm always trying to suss that out on my discovery calls. When I start hearing things like people are like day to day in the weeds, scrappy, I'm like, that's not a fractional anything. You know, when you hear that, like, I need someone here like all the time. That doesn't equal part time then.
Right.
Like that's kind of a big thing, is helping people figure out what the next step is. And everyone's at a different place also in their risk tolerance to figure out, could I afford, or do I want to go all in on a full time, or is fractional right for me? So I kind of meet and talk through like, what are your goals? How fast do you want to grow really determines. And a lot of times we're just a bridge as fractionals because we can at least get in there. If they're like, I don't know, or I've been the integrator also, and I don't even understand how to amoeba myself into two separate roles. Like, what does that even look like?
Yeah.
We come in alongside to be able to say, okay, this is what we would do. This is what you would do. Okay. We paint the picture.
Yeah.
And then that's when we can be like, hey, Titus, they need you to help find this ideal person now that we've identified who they need. Because sometimes they may think, oh, I need an integrator. No, you need an assistant.
Right.
Or, oh, I need an integrate. No, we need sales to increase. We need some more sales reps getting our revenue up to be able to afford to hire this. Like, it's just the strategy. Visionaries need a thought partner when their thought partner is themselves or their spouse who's not in the business.
Yeah.
It's you're talking in a silo and you're not getting the right perspective you need to grow appropriately. So I'm a huge fan of the crowdsourcing element of things like that.
This is why we work so well with you guys. It's great. It's like different, like train cars connecting, and you're like, okay, you're up now. Titus, come in here. They need a full-timer. It's cool. Well, it is so good to have you here. It's nice to be in person with you, and hopefully we don't have to wait to another whole year to come to the next conference. But one day I'm going to get you in Mexico building homes with us. But
that's right. Courtney went last year.
I know.
Quick thing.
Yeah.
So you know how it's the Titus Catalyst Fund?
Yes.
Not associated with us Catalyst, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So Courtney on our team, was newer at the time. And this is like, so I had said, oh yeah, I'll go, you know, I'm in Mexico. Yes. And then Courtney joined and she is so passionate about, you know, philanthropy, giving back and, yeah. and nonprofits and all of this stuff. And I'm like, oh, this is like her jam. Like this will fill her cup way more than it will yeah. fill my cup. So I passed the baton over to her so she could go. She gets y'all's swag box of all the stuff. And she's like, it's the catalyst of, like, she thought it was like branded,
custom branded
catalyst for us. And she was so impressed by Titus. She's like, they sent me like this hat with catalyst on it. And they did all this. I'm like, that's how they roll. Like they're just,
they custom logos.
I'm
for
not
going
to play into any fact that we have anything to do with what you guys do. But if it gets associated to us, you know, that. I'll take it.
Well, that's us. We like association with cool people, and you are the cool people that we want to connect with. So, hey, it's great having you here. Until next time, thanks, Jamie.
Thanks. Cheers. For having me.
All right, bye.